SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The war between Israel and Hamas continuing as terrorist groups have gotten into it by attacking some U.S. troops and international shipping. Former President Donald Trump says such Iran proxies would never have tried that on his watch.
I would hit them so hard. I don't want to say where. I know exactly where. But I would, you know, it's very tough to say exactly what I'm going to do on your radio show and announce it to the world. It's so crazy when I guess they call that democracy, but it's a very crazy thing. But I would hit them so hard. They know where. They would have never done it with me.
Mr. Trump was a guest on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network. Israeli military, meanwhile, says 14 soldiers have been killed in combat in the Gaza Strip over the weekend. Also at srnnews.com, White House weighing in on standardizing electric vehicle chargers.
Tesla, the leader in the EV market, operates the largest network of fast chargers, and many of its supercharger stations are in prime locations. But Tesla's charging standard has long been in conflict with the connector used by most other automakers. The White House supports last week's announcement to standardize Tesla's charging plugs for all EVs in the U.S. By next year, Ford, GM, and others say they plan to provide adapters to customers so they can plug into the Tesla network. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Kremlin trying to restock the Russian military depleted arsenal, that after nearly 22 months of fighting in Ukraine. Wall Street closing its eighth straight winning week with a quiet finish Friday following reports showing inflation pretty much on the way down and the economy potentially on the way up. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wisconsin's top Republican wants to let voters decide whether to shorten the length of time in which pregnant women can legally seek abortions. Current state law allows abortions up to until 20 weeks of pregnancy. Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, meanwhile, wants to shorten that period to somewhere between 12 and 15 weeks. This is SRN News. The Czech Republic holding a national day of mourning for the victims of a mass shooting inside a university building at the heart of the Czech capital that left 14 dead.
National flags on public buildings are at half staff as people across the Czech Republic observe a minute of silence as bells toll. Outside Charles University in Prague for a second day, mourners gather at a vigil. Student Jakob Vazak tells the AP, even though he's happy enough to not have any friends who would die in the shooting, he still feels a part of what happened.
I think it's quite visible that a lot of people mourn and that somehow we're trying to overcome this, even maybe with those who are dead.
I'm Charles Tillodesma.
More details at srnnews.com.